fine dining has been on Noe Tanigawa's mind. She joins us in studio this morning to talk about what's happening on the local food scene. Morning.
Yeah, good morning. I've titled this series Eating Around because, let's face it, we all do. And this is kind of a look at Hawaii's food culture, where we're at and maybe where we're going to go. We've jumped in already with a couple of stories about Hawaii regional cuisine, HRC, and its beginnings in California cuisine, right? This move toward lighter fare using fresh local ingredients. Well, Chef Alan Wong is one of the original dozen in our first food movement here in Hawaii. KCC grad, he distinguished himself at a beloved New York French restaurant, Lutèce, before coming back and opening his own place here on King Street. He says he wants people to taste Hawaii in his food, its history, as well as the fruits from the land.
When I was growing up in the industry, you chose a place and you worked there for years and you're hoping that you learn. Today, if you want to learn how to make a dish, you go on YouTube and it teaches you anything. Problem is, when you go on YouTube, it doesn't tell you if it tastes right or not. You deny yourself the opportunity to be mentored, okay? If that's how you're learning today, you don't know how to teach. Do you need to serve dakala ranch today? Almost nobody does. But the techniques are important to learn. It's about making a gastrique, incorporating fruit with protein.
Not sure I've ever done that. Chef Wong is talking about the technical skills that are the basis for cooking as an art, right? And not everybody has to cook like an artist, but those who do tend to be the pioneers for the rest of us. Alan Wong is cagey, too. He's super smart. I see him there sitting behind his desk at his restaurant. He's like a lion. His eyes are moving all the time. You want to know what was on his desk?
What?
A bag of marungai leaves.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's the new superfood, supposedly. Mm-hmm. You know, kalamungai, what's growing all over the place. What if Hawaii was famous for delicious food with augmented nutrition? Maybe, right? Well, there's a lot of ways we could do. Wong is onto this. In the 1990s, there was international buzz about our cuisine in Hawaii. People were getting interested in coming here to eat what we got. Here's Chef Grant Sato from KCC.
When we had the big three on the island, Roy before he expanded, and you had Allen and you had Mavro, they stuck to their guns and their goals, and they were pushing each other to greatness. With the advent of social media, all of the copycat artists have lost their identity focus. They are too afraid of what the world will say. Like back in the day, it was the Wong way or the highway. You do it how Alan wants to do it, or you don't associate with him at all. That's the right way, because you're getting the soul of the chef. There is an identity. When you don't have that strict rigidness in the kitchen, it's however the employee of the day wants to do it.
Strict, rigid, that's this guy here, Grant Sato, award-winning KCC instructor. And he asked, now, when was the last time you really ate something you loved? See, his definition for that is you immediately want to have it again as soon as possible.
Oh, absolutely, again and again. Yeah.
He said that happened to him first time with Naples at Zippy's. And, you know, recently I told him, I found a place I love. I've been back there 3 times in 2 weeks. Is he happy for me? No, he says, well, good. I hope it's consistently great every time. That's a test. So how do you assure consistent quality? Well, here's Alan Wong on that one.
My simple definition of cuisine is when the cooks begin to taste their own food. It always tastes. So I've reduced cooking down to 3 simple things. Number one is salt. Second thing is execution. If you're going to fry something, make sure it's crispy and not greasy. And then last is balance. If you're making something like sweet sour, your idea of sweet sour, you might be too sweet, you might be too sour. You always got to taste, you always got to eat. So if you're making a pan sauce, I might say to you, before you plate that, you give me every plate, I want to taste a spoon. You start getting it, then it's every other, then every third. Eventually, I take the training wheels off, it's okay, good to go. I taste your stuff maybe once a night, two times a night.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way I am.
That is the answer to consistency. Everybody has to calibrate to him and his taste.
Interesting.
Yeah, really.
The Wong standard.
Exactly, yeah. You know, but how many people are going to go to these lengths with their employees? I mean, I heard his place called Alan Wong University for what people learn, you know, working there. He attended KCC, and a lot of KCC students have passed through his kitchen as well. If you're wondering what's up with KCC's Culinary Institute of the Pacific, you know, they do have the parking, water, gas, electrical in there. The advanced pastry lab and the restaurant are still ahead. Fundraising continues, but there are currently two cooking labs in use for the Bachelors of Art courses up there. And Chef Sato says he's looking forward to more teaching labs, loading docks, classrooms. But the whole idea is, to what end? Sato wants Hawaii's unique cuisine to be a beacon in the Pacific. He wants people to come here because they gotta taste what we got.
If you look at our industry now, even though we have good chefs out there, they're all the copycat artists, which means they're trying to change their style of cuisine to what is most popular now. We have to have a new vanguard who's going to step up and basically say, hey, if you want to be a respected chef, step up in your game.
What does that usually take?
It takes someone who's going to stick to their idealisms. You have to be someone in the private sector, someone who has enough moolah to stand on your own and not worry about what other people think about you. Do it the way you want to do it and only do it that way. And if you can maintain quality doing it your way, then you're going to build followers. If you look at the top restaurants in the world, they're the best restaurant in the world, not because they've branched out or not because they're so innovative. They're the best restaurants in the world because their integrity never changes.
I really love applying these words to the food we're eating, right? Care, integrity, consistency.
Yeah, I love the line about he wants people to taste Hawaii in his food.
Yeah. I mean, Mom used to provide this stuff right at home. But, I mean, and it's not all high-end that they're talking about. Chef Sato's got his favorite L&L. He says Market City.
It's
really good. They really care there, he says. Well, now look, if you care about food in Hawaii and maybe just want to learn more, I'm going to put the extended interview with Alan Wong on the Arts and Culture thread there on our website. And I think especially any culinary students out there, you will learn a lot. I talked to Grant Sato for about 3 hours. I think I'll cut that down before I share that with you. But we've got to have him back because he's throwing down the gauntlet and calling out the next vanguard of chefs to step up.
Well, you know, I know just with the food truck scene, you know, a lot of folks get their name and they get their following out there. And then they go on to, you know, to a storefront place.
Yes, I just talked to a KCC grad who that is his goal. He wants to start out with a food truck and really make stuff that construction guys who work hard during the day are going to love. And this is, he's looking back to his own background. He's looking at, you know, different kinds of Filipino foods, local foods, stew, curry, and then he'd like to build from there.
You know, I know when I go traveling, my taste buds just get all excited because, you know, you try different foods, and I imagine that's what happens when people come here and they try our food because we have so many wonderful things like lily koi.
I know. Well, that's what's to be discovered here, and we really can entice people to visit for the purpose of tasting it. Now, what Alan Wong says is that the history of our food, of our culture, is in the food. He'd like to have a food history museum of Hawaii. That would be cool, right?
Yeah, okay. Another thing to put in the oven and bake. Okay. Thanks so much, Noe.
Thank you.